إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، صدق وعده ونصر عبده وأعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده، لا شريك له في ملكه، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح للأمة، فكشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في سبيل ربه حتى أتاه اليقين، فجزاه الله خير ما جزى نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن دعوته، وتركنا على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. ألا وإن أحسن الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we still with the examples of Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. ما زلنا مع الأمثال والقصص في كتاب الله عز وجل وسنة رسوله محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، علنا نعتبر، علنا نتعلم، علنا نكون من أولئك الذين قال الله عز وجل فيهم إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب، ويقول فيهم وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس وما يعقلها إلا العالمون. فندعو الله عز وجل أن نكون من هؤلاء، وأن ينفعنا بما علمنا، وأن يعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن شاء الله. So we still with the examples and the stories of Quran, of the Sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. So may Allah سبحانه وتعالى write us or consider us among those who listen and who benefit of what they listen, and among those who will learn what they benefit from, and among those that Allah سبحانه وتعالى consider them as people of knowledge, as people of minds, as people of thinking. Ameen. After we studied somehow the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam regarding how he is giving examples of ibadat or worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and relating it to examples from our daily lives, as a person committing shirk or associating someone or something with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a person who have a servant or an employee or a slave, and that employee or that servant is taking all the benefits from his employer or his master or the person whom he's serving, and then after that he gives all the benefit of his work to someone else. No one among us, as has been said in the hadith, will like that to happen to him. How we accept it to happen between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one who created us. Allah is the one who gave rizq to us. So how can we worship or love or something else can be dearer to our heart than Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We don't deserve then to be believers. Because Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, ثلاث من كن فيه ذاق حلاوة الإيمان. أن يكون الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما. If three things they come in the heart of a person, he will really taste the sweetness of belief, being a mu'min. Number one, Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dearer to his heart than anything else. So if that does not exist in the heart of a person, he cannot be called a believer. He cannot expect to be a believer and to be among the believers in this life or in the hereafter, unless he repents to Allah and fix what he is doing. أن يحب المرأة لا يحبه إلا لله. Second sign or second thing. You love that person or you love the other person for nothing but for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even disagrees with you in opinion, even does something else as long as it is not haram, as long as it is not disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, should love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that love will be permanent, that love will be eternal, that love will be forever, because the basis of that love is Allah, who does not die, who does not change, who does not sleep, who does not go up or down as we do in our emotions or our feelings or our judgment toward each other. فإذا علق الحب على الله عز وجل كان حبا دائما خالصا لله سبحانه وتعالى. The third thing, الأمر الثالث, أن يكره أن يعود في الكفر كما يكره أن يقذف في النار. So he, the person, after he become a believer, after he become a Muslim, hates to go back again to jahiliyyah, ignorance, kufr, disobedience, disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as one hates to be thrown in the hellfire. And when I say jahiliyyah, it is not a word only the pre-Islamic period before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have jahiliyyah of the 21st century. We have jahiliyyah of modern lives. We have jahiliyyah. It's not only ignorance of ilm. What is the benefit of a person memorize even the whole Quran and his behavior with the people is rough or rude? What is the purpose or the reason of a person knows the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he does not know how to invite with wisdom and with good, with haqq, with the nice way the believers or the non-believers even? What is the benefit? What is the benefit of a person studied medicine all his life and he cannot treat a patient? Same thing. What is the benefit of a person say, I am a Muslim, and people are not saved from his tongue and his hand, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? What is the benefit of a person say, I'm a believer, I believe in Allah, and I'm a mu'min, and he cannot deal with the people around him the right way? He does not know what are the duties and what are the rights. He does not know what his duties toward this society or this community. And he does not know what are the rights of the people, his spouse or her spouse, children, friends, Muslim, non-Muslims, co-workers, classmates, friends, people in the street, people overseas, people Muslims getting killed. What the rights upon you? What is the benefit of saying I'm a Muslim and you don't know this? So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran giving us examples, giving us stories. Not to enjoy, not as leisure or as a pass of time, ولكن لنتعلم. قصص في القرآن ليست للمتعة ولا لتضييع الوقت ولكن للتعلم لعلهم يتفكرون. So stories in the Quran and the amthal and the examples or similitudes in the Quran to learn from. Otherwise you are wasting your time. Same thing is the case with the worship, with the ibadat, salah, zakah, sadaqah, hajj, siyam. All those purpose, means to help you fulfill the goal or achieve the bigger goal of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and getting His forgiveness and the Jannah at the end. Otherwise there is no need for this, for all this ibadah. So let's take today one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling us about the importance of one of the worship, types of worship, that involves dealing with each other. Practical worship, like salah. But always people talk about the salah, about the siyam, about the hajj. But when it comes to sadaqah or zakah, you will find the less people speaking. And you will find lesser people listening all the time. Because money is one of the dearest things to our heart right now. Money, rizq. And we forgot that we cannot take more than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. Whatever you do, only Allah will give you. But Allah make it ghaib, make it unseen. Why? For you to work more and more. But do not forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He will decide for you what you get. But He doesn't tell you what you will get. And you don't know how much you will get. So you can work. So some people will say, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't tell us? If Allah decided for me to take 1,000, why I shouldn't work then? No, that's why Allah keep it hidden from you. Because He knows, if you know, you will sit down in your place and you will not do anything. And we are created in this life for imara. وَالَّذِي أَنْشَأَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَاسْتَعْمَرَكُمْ فِيهِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who get us to this land, to this earth, so we can work, so we can build, so we can have business, so we can deal with each other, so we can grow and grow and grow, and until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decide for us, that's it, finish, your term is finished, your job is done. He will tell us what is the wisdom behind all this. We'll see it, inshallah, in the day of judgment. But meanwhile, we have to work and work and work. But do not forget that you will not get more than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you. That is the equation. You have to work hard, but always think that the risk comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you are sick, you have to take the medicine. You must take the medicine, actually, to go to the doctor. But never think that either the medicine or the doctor will heal you or cure you. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give the sadaqah, and never think that your money decreases. Never. Because always we want to look, we want to see with our own eyes. But sometimes even things we want to see with our own eyes, but we don't want to see it. We just want to see what we want to see, not what Allah wants us to see. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, the hadith is sahih, الذي رواه البخاري ومسلم من حديث أبي هريرة. Hadith is narrated in Bukhari and Muslim, the authority of Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه وأرضاه. بينما رجل يمشي في أرض فلات إذ سمع صوتا في السحاب يقول اسق أرض فلان فتبع السحابة حتى أفرغ السحاب ماءه في شرجة من شراج الحرة يعني في مكان كده في مية في بركة في الأرض فوجد رجلا معه فأس يمهد الأرض حتى يذهب الماء إلى بستانه حتى أفرغ الماء كله فقال له السلام عليك يا فلان فقال كيف عرفت اسمي فقال قد سمعت صوتا في السحاب يقول اسق أرض فلان قال أما وقد قلت لي ذلك فإني إذا أخرجت الأرض ثمارها أقسمه ثلاث أقسام قسم أتصدق به وجعله القسم الأول وقسم لعيالي وقسم أرده في بطنها في بطن الأرض بذور يعني تحديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم very nice important hadith stories about the people before what time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم knew but that's not what is important is the lesson we learn from that hadith صلى الله عليه وسلم said a person walking in the desert or in a place there is no living, no people living, no houses, he heard a voice in the clouds that go water the plants of such person and said the name of the person. He knew, he just heard the voice. And when Rasulullah said that, it is the truth. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. It is the hadith of Rasulullah. So it is the truth. So he followed that voice, followed that cloud, until he found that person with his axe fast. And then the water came down in a small pool or a place, water gathered, all the water in that cloud gathered. And then that person with his tool, he put all the water, he got make all the water go in a small stream to his garden to water the plants and the fruits that he have. So that person told him, Assalamu alaikum, such and such person. He said, how do you know my name? Told him, I heard, and he told him the story. He said, since you said that, I will tell you what I do. He told him, what you do to deserve that Allah send you a special cloud for you for watering your plants. He told him, since you know that, I will tell you what. When my land brings the fruit and the vegetation and the outcome comes out from these plants I have, I divide it to three before anything happens. I divided to three parts, three piles. One pile for sadaqah, and he made it the first division. First is sadaqah. Then the second, third is for my children and my family to eat from for the year or for the season. And the third is to go back again as seeds, so it grows more and more seeds in the land. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me with that favor of that cloud come and give. Why? Because he gave sadaqah fi sabilillah for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this hadith we learn many lessons. Fadl sadaqah, the importance of sadaqah, and an-nafaqatu ala al-iyal, so the person has to work so he can feed his family. As a lesson also we learn from that hadith. And al-akhdu bil-asbab, using the means or taking the means. That person, he did not wait until the cloud comes and do his vegetation. He was having the axe, he was having the tools, he was fixing here and watering this one and straightening this tree and doing all the means. And he went out and did that. And that's what Rasulullah telling us all the time. When that person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam poor, so Rasulullah sallam said, "Do you have anything in your house?" He brought him something, so Rasulullah sallam sold it. He gave him the money. He said, "I don't want to see your face for 15 days. Go and do and cut the woods and go sell, and then come and we'll see." Then he came back with the money that he sold his stuff, so he bought with extra money for his family and with extra money as a capital, so he started his new business. Rasulullah could have made dua to Allah, "Ya Allah, make him the richest one in Medina." He would have been at the moment, at once. But Rasulullah teaching us, you have to take the hard way sometimes, and Allah will be pleased with you once you work. Rasulullah meet a person, and when he shaking hands with him, that person, his hand was so rough. He was afraid because the hand of Rasulullah was so soft. So Rasulullah shook his hand and said, "Why your hand is so rough?" He said, "Because I worked so hard, Ya Rasulullah." He said, "This is the hand Allah and His Rasul love it. This is the type of hand Allah love it. That means you work and work hard and hard. Allah love you as long as you are not doing anything haram. Your income is not from haram, forbidden ways. Always it is lawful and it is spent in lawful ways. And you do not forget the haqq of Allah in your money, which is sadaqah here, not zakah. Zakah, you give it anyway. It is a fard on you. Fard on you. But sadaqah, only the mu'mineen and the believers will give it. Zakah, everyone who has some Islam in his heart, he knows that if he holds zakah, he will go to hellfire. One of the five pillars of Islam. Basics. One become a Muslim. Once he has a certain amount of money, he has to give the zakah according to the prescription in Islam. But sadaqah, I have $10 in my pocket. I need to eat. I don't have anything else. I will go. But when I find someone who doesn't eat like me, but he doesn't have that $10, so I will share 5 and 5. Only a believer would do that. He will not say, "No, I will eat 5 today and will 5 tomorrow." No. This brother will need, Allah will give you 20 tomorrow, inshallah. If you have the yaqeen, if you have the trust for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yaqeen muhim. Very, very important. That you trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the more that level of yaqeen goes in your heart, the more rewarded you will be. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in many ahadith, "Inna Allah ya'khudhu sadaqata min ahadikum bi yameen." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take the first one to receive that sadaqah from you. Before you put it in the hand of the poor or the needy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala arrived it for you. Allah accepts it from you. فَيُرْبِيهَا لِأَحَدِكُمْ كَمَا يُرْبِي أَحَدَكُمْ مُهْرَهُ أَوْ فَلُوَّهُ أَوْ فَصِيلَهُ. As a person, as one among you, Allah will raise it for you like a person who will have a small horse or a small camel. And he grows it, feeds it every day until it grows and grows and grows until it becomes very strong, good horse he can go here and there with. Allah will do it like that. You forget, you give one day $1. You put $1 maybe in the box of the masjid. Or you did something, you forgot all together. In the hereafter, you found a mountain of Uhud size rewards. "Ya Allah, what is this? This is me? Did I do that?" Yes, you remember that day when you had that special feeling in your heart and you put your hand without feeling it and whatever in your pocket you gave it fi sabilillah with that love from your heart. That's what it is right now. Other person, he may give too much money, but out of showing off in front of the people, out of pleasing the people, out of showing them, or he wants them to say how rich he is. And in the day of judgment, will lead him to hellfire, wal'iyadhu billah. Little, yes, but with sincere intention to Allah. More, okay, but as long as it is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For that hadith, one of the tabi'een, or the scholars, and the tabi'een, Waqi'a. So he said, يصدق هذا في كتاب الله عز وجل قوله ألم تعلم أن الله يقبل التوبة عن عباده ويأخذ الصدقات. It is in the Quran. What Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, it is a verse recited in the Quran. Don't you know that Allah is the one who accepts repentance of his people, and he is the one who takes the charities. Takes it, it doesn't mean that Allah needs it for himself. He accepts it. Accepts your deed. So it is accepted. So Allah will grow it for you. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroys, demolishes riba, usury. And he grows for you, raises for you your sadaqah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase it for you. Increase it for you. And see, sometimes you forget that small sadaqah. And it is working. The meter of rewards is going. Even after you die. إِذَا مَاتَ ابْنُ آدَمُ When the son of Adam dies. انْقَطَعَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ There is no rewards. You are not rewarded anymore because you are not doing anything. And except three things. The reward of those three things would be continuous. Either you established it before you die, or someone is doing it for you after you die. You can do it for your father, or your mother, or your sister, or brother, or your spouse who passed away, or someone you love who passed away. That you can start a charity, a continuous charity. Sadaqatin jariyah. First thing is continuous charity. One of the three things Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned. That is the importance of sadaqah. Importance of sadaqah. And the importance of sadaqah, a lot of people, they are not aware of. Because sometimes they forget that where that sadaqah, where that money coming from to start with. Look, every time before you sleep, I want everyone, before you sleep, stay 5 minutes in bed. Before you lay down, 5 minutes. And start counting with your mind, mashallah, that can make calculations of thousands of dollars in a minute. When you have some money outside, and you know it's expecting it next day, you will stay 1 hour in bed, not 5 minutes. Counting how this money will come, what you will do with it, which bank account I will open to tomorrow and put it, and if the saving, how much it will bring me in 10 years. Have to think that with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. Business with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا وَاللَّهُ يَقْبِضُ وَيَقْبِضُ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. Allah is the one who gives and the one who takes. How many times? 5 minutes only in bed. 5 minutes. Put a stopwatch there. 5 minutes and see how many good deeds I did for Allah today. Not because I wanted someone to see it. So you go, when you get exiting the masjid and the box is there. So you look around you. When you find someone, you open your pocket and you try to show people how much you are putting there. This is a waste. Better to keep it in your pocket. Just go put it somewhere else. Don't do that. Don't do that. Sadaqatu sirr tutfi'u ghadab al-Rabb. Rasulullah ﷺ said, Sadaqah of the secret, it extinguishes the fire of the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will come between a person and the hellfire. He is for sure going to hellfire. So that sadaqah will stand as a barrier between him and the hellfire. Said, no. He gave that sadaqah for the sake of Allah. So go back again from hellfire. That's how much. But you give openly also, no problem. إن تبدوا الصدقات فنعمة هي وإن تخفوها وتؤتوها الفقراء فهو خير لكم. It's better to be secret. But if you give it open, even to encourage the people to do. But that is not easy for a person whose iman is not strong. It's not easy. Say, oh, I want to give it open so everybody see. Everybody see why? You want to teach them? Or you want them to see how much you give? It's very little thin layer between those two. So better to avoid. Because not everyone have that strong iman to extinguish between teaching the people in public and showing off in public. Very, very important to know those lessons. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made an oath in Quran. And when Allah makes an oath, or Rasulullah makes an oath, that means there is a denial on the part of human beings, Muslims. عندما يقسم الله عز وجل على شيء أو يقسم رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم على شيء معناه أن فيه جحود في إنكار في جانب المسلمين. There will be denial. Some people will deny, will not believe. That's why they need the confirmation and oath of Allah himself. Allah doesn't need to make an oath. He says you believe it, it's up to you. You are the benefiting. You are the one who is getting benefit. If you don't believe, you are the one who harm yourself. Allah doesn't need to make an oath for you. Rasulullah, same thing. But when they make an oath, that means never hesitate that this thing is the truth and nothing but the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوَعَدُونَ فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah did not say وَالشَّمْسَ وَضُحَاهَا وَالضُّحَى وَالْفَاجِرِ. He did not make with any creation. He make an oath with himself. فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And he made an oath with something great and clear. Heavens and earth. Nothing bigger in the eyes of human being in this life more than those two. See, heaven's endless. You cannot discover even one part of millions of parts of the heavens. You cannot. So it's the biggest thing a person can comprehend. Heavens and earth. See how huge, how much earth you covered walking or thinking about or studying. You cannot comprehend everything at one time. So Allah make an oath with those. He is the Lord of those two. إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌّ. That your rizq is in the heavens, is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because some people will say, yes, my employer. If I get fired, then I'm unemployed. Then I have to apply for unemployment. Then I'm going to get out of my house. Then I'm going to lose my car. Then my wife has to work. Then my children will go this. See, all this then means I forgot Allah, I forgot Allah, I forgot Allah, I forgot Allah. I'm just translating for that person who says that. I forgot Allah, I forgot Allah. Every time he say, if I lose my job, that means I will get out of my house. Okay, I forgot Allah. If I lose my job, then I'm going to be in the streets. Okay, I forgot there is Allah. So Allah is saying here, your rizq is in the sama'i, ya akhi. Never. Yaqeen. Yaqeen. Maybe you stay 10 years. Poor. Yes. But one time Allah gave you the open. Open all the gates of rizq for you. All of it. You cannot count after that. But you have to have sabr, you have to have yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if you die as a poor person, you will be the richest in the hereafter, inshallah. With Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah, inshallah. No one can be richer than that. But you have to have that trust, yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, the person have to trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah said, فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ. By the Lord of heavens and earth, إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌّ. This is the truth. Like what? Like what? مثل ما أنكم تنطقون. When you speak, you have any sound, any doubt that you are speaking? When you speak, you can hear yourself, people can hear you, can understand you. At that moment, do you have any doubt that you are speaking, able to speak or not? Because I'm speaking already. So there is no part for doubt, no iota of doubt there. I am speaking like I am speaking right now. I have no doubt that, okay, I'm speaking or not. Yes, I'm speaking, people listening there. I have no doubt in this, doesn't come to my mind. So you should not have a single doubt in your mind that your rizq is coming from Allah and that sadaqah you're giving will go back for Allah and you will benefit and your money will never decrease. So that is how it is. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us more understanding. أقول قول هذا أستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله كما أمر الصلاة والسلام على نبيه محمد خير البشر. أما بعد, also Ibrahim alayhi salam, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Abu al-Anbiya, the father of the prophets, Anbiya, at the same surah, he showed us how he is generous, Surah Al-Zariyat, and he gave his guests karam or generosity, who were angels who did not eat. But the purpose of the story is, he did not say that, okay, the guests come unexpected and I only have one calf here, if I slaughter it, what will happen? No, he just did not hesitate. What bothered them so much that the guests, they are not eating. Why they are not eating? But Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, more important lesson we learn. That's aham. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he said about the idols that they had, his people used to worship. فَإِنَّهُمْ عَدُوٌ لِي إِلَّا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. They are my enemies except رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ, who understand that. Even if I said the Lord of the world, it does not give the same meaning of رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. So let's say it that way. رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. الَّذِي خَلَقَنِي فَهُوَ يَهْدِينَ. follow with me. Allah khalaqani, who created me, fahuwa, and he, and only he, is the one who guides. Because a lot of people will say, that person guided me, that person make me a Muslim, that person, he guided me to that job, that person, he is the one. No, Allah is the one who used him to guide you. You have to understand that. So he said, fahuwa yahdeen, because people deny. So he said, use huwa, yahdeen. Walladhi huwa, he is the one, and he is only the one, yut'imuni, feeds me, wa yasqeen, gives me the drink. So never say that this person is the one who feeds me. Or never say to anyone, I am the one who is the reason for your existence. Astaghfirullah. I am the one who makes you live in that house. Astaghfirullah. I am the one who makes you ride that car. Astaghfirullah. I am the one who giving you your paycheck, so I have to listen to what I'm saying. Astaghfirullah. So, الَّذِي وَيُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينِ وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ, if I get sick, فَهُوَ يَشْفِينِ, not the doctor, not this is the best doctor. Yes, oh, best doctor, fine. But Allah uses him to cure you. And the last one, وَالَّذِي يُمِيتُنِي ثُمَّ يُحْيِينِ, he did not say, وَالَّذِي هُوَ يُمِيتُنِي, he did not say in this one. Because no one can say, I am the one who make that person die, I am the one who make that person alive. No one can claim that. So there is no confirmation for this. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to give sadaqah fi sabilillah, to give always sadaqah to build the houses of Allah, to give sadaqah to establish the Muslim community fi sabilillah, to give sadaqah for even for a student who is trying to learn the ilm of Islam or Sharia, and he does not have money, we give him sadaqah from that money. From that money, sadaqah fi sabil, everything relating to Allah, you will not lose, you will gain, you will win in this life and in thereafter. أقول قولي هذا أستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا اغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم اغفر لنا خطأنا وعمدنا وما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين. أقم الصلاة.